as we're looking to close out our series on men's fraternity as the great adventure comes to an ending, we come to session 19, How to Be a Great Adventurer. And I wanted to start off by talking about how great it is to be a man. Just enjoy these 8 reasons why that's the case. First of all, phone conversations last 30 seconds. Secondly, old friends don't care if you've lost or gained weight. Third, when clicking through the television channels, you don't stop on every shot of someone crying unless it's a sports legend retiring. Fourth, you get extra credit for the slightest act of thoughtfulness. Fifth, if someone forgets to invite you to something, they can still be your friend. Sixth, you can watch a game in silence for hours without your buddy thinking, he must be mad at me. Seven, you know that great chocolate comes from a vending machine. And number 8, if another guy shows up at a party with the exact same outfit you're wearing, he just might become your new best friend. I hope you enjoyed that. I did as I heard it. But we come to these defining moments, and you and I have to come to grips with who we are. We've done that as we've worked through this men's fraternity study, and I hope you've done that, just being honest about yourself. Every man has a few defining moments in his life where he goes to a place inside himself and he decides some things. And so I can look back on my life and think, there was a time when I had to make a decision. Am I going to do this or this? And look to the Lord for wisdom and trusted him as I stepped out. And we need to do that with our lives. If we're heading a wrong direction, there needs to be a turning point, and this could be it. And so the first thing is you decide who he will be. Who he will be. From here on out, you can't do anything really about the past. Maybe make some restitution, maybe go and ask forgiveness, but for the most part, you've made those decisions. But from now on, who will you be? Then secondly, what he will give his life to pursuing. However much more time you have, are you going to waste it or are you going to use it wisely? And then thirdly, how much effort he will give before he quits. That's huge. The effort that will be made as you head into anything. What will it take? I was just watching a video a couple days ago of a girl who had been encouraged to go into the Miss Universe pageant, and she just didn't think she had it in her, but there was a lady that really believed in her, and she tried 1 year, failed, or she didn't get first, and she just kept year after year after year, and she'd go, yeah, second year, didn't win it, third year, didn't win it, fourth, didn't win it, fifth year, didn't win it. Sixth year, didn't win it. As I'm listening to her tell the story, I'm expecting, you know, a little sooner that she win it, but it was telling me and you that sometimes it just takes grit and your willingness to fight for what's good, and ultimately she did win it. But if she had quit early on, you know, I didn't get it the first time, it must not be God's will. But what are you willing? How much effort are you going to give before you quit? Then letter B, in the critical moments of life, real adventurers will step forward and choose the high and noble. You're not going to choose the lowly. You're not going to choose to go in the gutter. I'm going to shoot for the high. I'm going to shoot for the noble. And then you're heading a good direction, as opposed to keeping the bar low. And the scripture acknowledges the importance of these defining moments. We see in Joshua 24, verse 15, "And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so Joshua is drawing the line in the sand. And he's saying, let's go, guys. Let's go. Moses, in Deuteronomy 30, verse 15, 16, and 19. "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you're entering to take possession of it." Verse 19, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose today that you and your offspring may live." So the key now to being a great adventurer is you. You've got hills to climb. You've got demons to face. You've got battles to fight. You've got raw faith and courage to go forward. And this may sound like a pep talk, because it is. And the final steps of authentic manhood and adventure, you must take alone. Don't expect mama, your wife, or another man to carry you there. It's in your life. And that's okay. It's good. You can look back and go, "Thank you, Lord. We did it." Obviously, you'll get help along the way, but you have to make that decision. And so how do you put your great adventure together and make it work? Well, first of all, you must set aside time to reflect. Meditate. Not look for entertainment. You must set aside time to reflect. About what? About your design? About over your wiring and what tests read? We have to look over what is working and what isn't, and be wise as we look at those reflections. And then filling out our life compass and to look to the Word for the wisdom that we need. We must be sure to ask God to join us and help us in this quiet time. And then you should be wise to interact with two or three safe people about your thoughts and conclusions. And I would include my wife in this. And make the appropriate refinements that are needed. Letter C, decide on a prioritized plan of action. Use that wiring to prioritize. Use the different aspects that you need to prioritize. And then letter D, take courage and start your great adventure by addressing first things first. Some examples of those are your job, your marriage, the wounds that are holding you back, fun, what you do for entertainment, the noble cause, and your spiritual life. And I would encourage you, lastly, is to look for Calebs. Look for older gentlemen that you grown to respect because you've seen something in their walk, in their life, and do that. And so, questions as we stop and reflect. At this point in your great adventure, what is still missing? And then could you explain that? And then secondly, what that was said today makes you swallow hard, and can you tell why? And then thirdly, what's the most important step, next step in your great adventure, and explain that. These are all things to stop and reflect. This is how you become a great adventurer. This is what needs to be. I mean, you think about Columbus as he headed out to ultimately become what he became, successfully getting somewhere, and the impact of that on lives today. How do you take the proper steps to be a great adventurer?